and welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you through grassroots activism, films, interviews, and international summits. Matt Landman has gained recognition as a leader in geoengineering chemtrail awareness activism. He created the social change documentary Franken Skies, bringing awareness to ongoing atmospheric aerosol injections, chemtrails, weather modification programs, and geoengineering. He is currently working on a sequel film titled Franken Skies 2, Climate Change, which exposes the narrative behind climate change and how weather modification programs combined with smart technology will result in humanity's enslavement if gone unchecked. Matthew, welcome back, my friend. How have you been?
Hi, George. Doing well. How about yourself?
Good. All is well. These fires in Canada, unbelievable. Hundreds of fires. How did they start?
Well, that's a great question. The fires get started by arsonists on the ground and lightning storms. The lightning is geoengineered. And you know, George, anytime I see the media pushing a narrative like this one, because everyone knows about the fires, especially the smoke hitting the East Coast.
Absolutely.
I like to look between the lines at the objective, you know, that they're pushing. And it looks like a problem reaction solution scenario as per usual.
My family in St. Louis says the smoke's blowing in toward the Midwest as well. It's a disaster.
Wow, that's a lot of distance that the smoke is traveling. As the people get tuned in and everyone has to face the smoke, the media is demonizing trees and demonizing rural America and saying, you know, at the end of the day, they want people to be conscious and aware of fires, but they're pointing the finger at the people that have, you know, lots of land in rural America, and they're saying that it's their fault. And at the end game scenario, it's going to be to push people into smart cities and tell them that they can't live near trees. That's the Agenda 2030 agenda.
Oh, that's crazy. At the high side, Matthew, they were saying that there were close to 400 of these wildfires in Canada. 400 of them. That's unheard of.
Yeah, it's a record year in Canada, and all those headlines are reaching everyone in the world, and people are scratching their head, you know, what can be done? And then the media is saying, if only we had a solution to this, if only we could control the weather, if only we could geoengineer, you know, to do something about this. And then slowly but surely the solution of geoengineering will be introduced. Little did we know, watch the movie Franken Skies, and the powers that be have been able to engineer wind and push the storms around and prevent wildfires or push smoke around ever since the 1920s. One thing people need to know about all of this is chemtrails. Those are patented fire accelerants, aluminum and strontium being sprayed on these trees. Also, they can make rain to put out these fires, but instead they create windstorms and let the fires go to push this agenda to scare everyone into their solution.
What is Agenda 2030?
So Agenda 2030 is the pushing people out of rural America into cities so that they can be controlled. Basically, the powers that be are worried about us, our spiritual evolution, our evolution of our consciousness and mind, and they don't want us thinking for ourselves. They want to basically track your every single move, push people into smart cities, and control their destiny. So in these smart cities, they'll have 5G, and everyone will be tracked. And you're starting to see stuff like this in London, where they have QR codes to get into the grocery stores, and they're already going cashless, and
yeah,
people are being tracked over there. And that's why I came out with these phone bags that prevent tracking. You put your phone inside the phone bags. I have an EMS protection clothing line, S-P-E-R-O, Sparrow. And please check out Sparrow Gear, S-P-E-R-O-Gear.com. And I have a coupon code for all the Coast to Coast listeners, Coast to Coast with the number 2. But these phone bags, you put your phone in the phone bag and you can't be tracked. So we need to start taking steps towards not being tracked, not abiding by their agendas, and spreading the truth, right? Just like all the agendas we face, the climate change discussion is one where the proverbial elephant in the room is being completely ignored. They say climate change is the problem and we need to do something about it, and maybe people should live in smart cities, but people don't grasp that this, it's basically like this Swiss Army knife where all these different tools are available in their arsenal, in their tool belt, and they are creating heat waves, creating fires, creating hurricanes. All these things are geoengineered problems, and then they say, oh, we have a solution, we're going to geoengineer your sky and dim the sun, and it leads to climate change, like Set Shackles, which is the name of my sequel.
Now, what is FireWise National Certification? What is that?
Okay, I'm glad you asked. And this is where it gets very interesting and scary and weird, and the writing's on the wall if you look at this. So where I live, we're used to the smoke, okay? And we just deal with it, and it's a season. You know, it lasts for a month or something, and the firefighters deal, and the coastal winds come in and clear it out. And we're not worried about it where I live in Oregon in the West. There's an agenda unraveling with this FireWise certificate where basically there's these new rules being put into place where if your trees are not 6 feet apart, or if you live near a riparian zone where there's overgrowth, or if you live in possibly a fire danger zone or near a bunch of trees, like your neighbor has a bunch of trees, you're going to be billed and fined and basically pushed off your land. And so there's a preemptive approach where people are getting this certificate, and it claims that they're FireWise, meaning basically they don't have any trees on their property, and they're being fire cautious, and then they get a certificate, and then they don't get the fines, and they don't get pushed off their land. But rural America, people with trees are going to be demonized and targeted, and they're not going to be able to get these certificates, and then they're going to be pushed around with this green agenda. And the green agenda is not green. It's a watermelon green, where it's green on the outside, but actually red, socialist, communist red on the inside. It's all trickery.
How did you get involved in all this, man?
Me? Well, just like a lot of people, I woke up to 9/11, and there, well, which is very interesting, because we were all programmed in 9/11 to think that jet engines and airplanes are full of jet fuel, because we thought that those planes took on those buildings with hot jet fuel. So then we look at the planes in the sky. We're like, no, jet fuel's hot. Must be creating that condensation trail. That was a big con. These trails that we see in the sky, either short, long, or medium, they're all chemicals. The high-bypass turbofan jet engines, they're outfitted by Rolls-Royce in the 1960s, and those are just propellers creating lift over the wings. So there's no hot air. And everyone needs to know that. There's no contrails, no condensation trails. If you see anything coming out of the back of the jet, that's a chemical being sprayed. The short trails, I've noticed, are primers. They prime the sky. The long story, okay, sorry, I digress. I woke up to 9/11, and then another decade later, I was working on an organic farm, and I witnessed firsthand weather engineering. I never thought it was something, but I witnessed it firsthand with my own eyes. And then when I brought the conversation to my friend, family, and peers, I was laughed out of the room. So then I decided to kind of take the bull by the horns and create something where I didn't have to convince people, and I could just hand them the documentary and open their eyes to it. And now all these other truths are becoming self-evident, like 5G and health and fluoride and GMO foods and all these other things. So now I'm an activist for life, and I even have a EMF protection clothing line, and I've turned activism into my career.
This EMF protection, do you wrap it all over you, or how do you do it? How do you apply it?
Thank you for asking. So to protect from EMF, which there's anything wireless has EMF. So you have a smart meter, Wi-Fi router, cell tower, cell phone, baby monitors even. There's this radiation emitted from it. And to mitigate the impact of the radiation from EMF, you can either shield yourself or create distance from the source of radiation. So we can't get that much distance from our cell phones, especially if we use them. So the way to go about it is shielding. And the technology used to shield is a woven silver fabric that's breathable and light enough that you can wear it, but still dense enough that it deflects the radiation from the Wi-Fi or the phone or whatever. It's just like going to the beach and putting on a cotton shirt, and then you don't get burned.
You don't get sunburned, that's right.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi and the other radiation, it's just light. It's light that we cannot see, and it's light that absorbs into us, which is also known as radiation. And when you shield by protecting your head or your heart, or even I've got a silver blanket that people put in their lap while they're on their laptop, and then you create this blockage where the radiation doesn't get to you, and it's shielded by the silver. Kind of like when you go to the X-ray and you put that lead over your heart, similarly, but silver, and you can actually wear it because it's breathable and effective in that manner.
When is Frankenskies 2 coming out?
So I would love for it to come out this year, but it looks like it's going to be next year. I'll be traveling to London. Did you know, George, that in London they're trying to set up this Smart City, 15-minute city dystopia, and there's already grocery stores where you cannot get in. Like, there's a glass wall, and you have to scan a QR code, and everything's digitized, and there's no cash transacted. So the QR code is a slippery slope. If you all don't know about it, it was introduced by Lee Rothschild, and this was all stolen from the Masahiro Hara Japanese company. They were actually creating Masahiro Hara is a Japanese car company, and they had this QR code system in 1994.
Let's talk more about that, Matthew, after the break. Matthew Landman with him. We'll take calls with him next hour.